Hey everyone, welcome to The Aligned Alchemist. This is a quickie episode, and it will be quick because this episode is sitting between me and my lunch, which is creamy cream of mushroom soup on a damp December New England day. And guess what? This episode is going to drop today, and guess what that means? This is the first episode that has dropped on a Thursday. Thursday, the day associated with Jupiter. And why you guys might find that amusing if you've listened to all the episodes, and for those who don't know, I boldly announced that episodes would be released every Thursday. I announced that, I believe, in the first episode that I've since gone back and taken out, because I started the podcast off with Jupiter. I talked about Jupiter in Taurus and why that was a big deal. And I talked about how Jupiter was a storyteller. I talked about how Jupiter, the moon, and Taurus all relate to human design, why I started the podcast the day that Jupiter went into Taurus, etc. So here's the quick and dirty episode that wants to come through for you guys. Number one, yay, we are finally recording on Thursdays and dropping on Thursdays. I hope I can stick to that. I've got a couple more episodes coming at you this month, but I have crazy deadlines until next Thursday, and I know that nothing is happening until I lift my head off the pillow on Thursday morning next week. So want to make sure that I'm giving you an episode this week. This episode is a bit of a part two. This episode, let's think of it as a chapter two, pun on words. In the Jupiter in video, I did a video on YouTube, by the way, about Jupiter entering Taurus. That was astrology. But in the first episode, I alluded to the Jupiter in Taurus, and I talked about why I was talking about that, even though this is not an astrology podcast. It is, I do talk about astrological archetypes, but I don't talk about anything that's super timely, because that's my other podcast, Cosmic Alarm Clock. So we are in the last quarter moon of the Gemini full moon as I speak. We had that on Tuesday. I'm recording this on Thursday. So we're really now starting to enter the dead moon, the dark moon, the shedding cycle, what they call the balsamic phase, the last 3 to 4 days of the moon. Always happens every month. And it's a period of releasing the intentions you had, letting go, and starting a new cycle. I think one of the podcasts I will do on working with the moon, because it's incredible to work with your personal energies and business energies in line with the moon cycle. And it's very accessible because, unlike astrology, it's not complex. It's literally staring at you in the sky every night. And I find that it's a great way to get people who are not used to being more tuned into nature cycles to feel into it for themselves. But getting back to the podcast, in the first episode, I talked about how Jupiter has a 12-year story, because Jupiter goes through each sign of the zodiac once a year. So it takes a 12 years, and that there is this whole notion that Jupiter is a storyteller. That is one of the archetypes. And so each book of your life will have a 12-year story. And a couple of episodes ago, I talked about Gemini full moon, and how it's time to rewrite our stories. It's time to rethink what's possible of ourselves, partly because we're entering a new paradigm in 2024. And I talk a lot about why the energies are going to change on this podcast and on Cosmic Alarm Clock, because we're entering a new calendar year. And that just naturally makes us feel like we're, quote, turning over a new leaf. If the bombardment with personal development and every type of thing you can imagine to change your life wasn't coming at you. And because collectively we're going through a shift. So everybody's going through transition now, the end of the year, the holidays, the new paradigm shift, all of that is just accelerating this feeling of wanting to start a new cycle. And I also shared with you guys last time that I'm entering a 9-year. I'm now in the countdown phase. I'm actually feeling really excited about it, because a lot of the shoulds I entered into, some of these are over a decade old. Some of these are over 9 years old. So I did enter into these shoulds after I learned human design, but I kind of complicated, but closing out a lot of old doors, and I'm excited to literally get this weight off my back. So something happened today, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And I thought, oh, I've already done a podcast on stories. They don't need to hear this. And then I randomly was recording something on Spotify and it wanted to do a wrap up, which is when Spotify will give you this AI generated little fun, colorful graph of video of what they call your year in review. And it'll show podcasters kind of how you did. And so I only record Cosmic Alarm Clock on Spotify. I have another app that I use for this podcast, but I was like, oh, what the heck? I'll just check it out. And Cosmic Alarm Clock was very sporadic this year. I just kind of threw it up there, whatever. But something I did do a couple of weeks ago is I felt the need to put all the episodes up on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Success and Spirit. I'm Success and Spirit everywhere, by the way, Instagram, YouTube, probably TikTok very soon. Just as an aside, if you're someone who's on something else besides podcasts and you want to join me there. But so I got a bunch of new listeners to Spotify because people don't organically find podcasts. That's not how this system is set up, which is why I asked for reviews, and I asked for reviews on that podcast as well. And so what happened is I only posted some, you know, key podcasts up on YouTube. It's a pain in the butt to do all of them. It didn't really make a lot of sense. I posted key interviews I had with thought leaders and stuff that I thought was really, really important to the conversation of the new paradigm shift. And so Spotify let me know. So the point is that there's a bunch of episodes that people could access if they wanted to go to Spotify and hear more. They, you know, they only saw a handful of my episodes, but they want to hear all of them. They would go to Spotify to hear all like 20 or 25, whatever it is. And so Spotify let me know that the most successful episode this year was called "What is the next chapter in your story?" And I was like, okay, I got to record this podcast. It's the universe telling me. Now that podcast, interestingly enough, I recorded in May of 2023. I recorded that about Jupiter going into Taurus. That was the astrology podcast that I did on Cosmic Alarm Clock. It wasn't kind of like the more business alchemized version that I did here where I talked about, you know, human design and the body and the moon and the subconscious and how they all weave together. And so I was like, huh, that's interesting. Why would that episode be the most watched? And it wasn't the most watched, but statistically it had the largest increase in episode watch in 2023. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to tell this quick story. Maybe what I just wanted to tell you was the story. But here's the thing. It's the stories we tell ourselves. And so I wanted to share two kind of vulnerable things that happened to me today just to maybe, I don't know, make you rethink something for yourself. Maybe it's going to help someone. I was working at a cafe earlier today, and I don't know why I went on YouTube. I think I wanted to fix the about me. I've changed a couple of things about my lead magnet, my email address thing. And I had a comment that I hadn't seen that somebody commented, and it was a guy. He commented on one of my shorts, "You're gorgeous." Now, it was one of those comments that didn't feel creepy. It actually felt like a legitimate statement. And if you're a woman and you're intuitive, you can kind of feel the difference. And the reason why that's relevant is, well, geez, I just realized this. That short that he commented on was a short I did on Jupiter in November of 2022, because that was when Jupiter was about to enter Aries for the last time. And so it was about, you know, starting, you know, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, which, you know, as I've talked about in the first episode, and why that's the pioneer, and you're starting over, you're starting a new chapter, et cetera, et cetera. So Aries is like number one, right? If you're in, you know, it's the ground zero. And so he commented on that. And what's interesting about that video is I've shared in other content. I probably haven't shared it here because I share so many different things. And I actually just recorded a podcast tomorrow that's going to speak to that and how I've been trying to separate myself into different pieces to speak to different audiences. And it's not working for me. And I'm no longer going to do that because that's not alchemy. Alchemy is the synergy of all. And so I think on my Instagram stories, which I share a lot of like kind of funny behind the scenes and personal stuff on my Instagram stories, it's one of my only features of Instagram I actually like. I share that I'm losing my hair. Now, that's very common for women who are in perimenopause for hormonal reasons I'm not going to get into. But I also have PCOS, which is an endocrine condition that accelerates that. And so a lot of women with PCOS lose their hair earlier in life. I have a mild condition and I know how to manage it because, again, I have a background in nutrition, functional medicine. I do everything holistically. And since PCOS is a hormonal condition, you can manage it through diet and exercise and supplements and lifestyle for the most part. But it's very common for women who have PCOS that once they hit perimenopause, the shift in hormones just goes over beyond what you can manage through holistic means and your hair starts falling out. So I had started to take a medication. I started putting a topical cream on my hair, and it's last year. And it's very common that when you start doing that, it accelerates the hair loss first to allow it to grow back, much like, you know, you plow the field for the new things to come in, no different. So in that video, I was outside and it was quite sunny, and it looked like, I mean, you can really, really see the balding on the front of my head. It's all I can see when I look at that video. It's quite dramatic because it actually took out more hair than I would naturally lose it. Like, it's basically like pulling it all out so then it can grow back. And so it was just like the story I was telling myself of, like, I don't know how ugly I looked in that video, or like, I wasn't going to take it down because I don't care that much what people think. If people are you know, caring what I look like when I'm giving them all this free spiritual advice, then they can go find somebody else. But for that to be like that message, it felt like a message from the universe, this person saying, wow, you're so gorgeous. It was like the story I'd been telling myself was false. And what are the stories we tell ourselves? You're too old, you're this, you're this, you're a woman, you're that, can't be seen on camera, you have to look perfect, all these things. And I just thought that I would share that with this audience because I wanted to get a podcast episode out, and that's what wanted to come through clearly with all the synchronicities that have happened, that maybe somebody who's listening to this needs to hear that. And the second thing that I told myself is nobody cares about my Cosmic Alarm Clock podcast. And I am stopping that podcast temporarily for a while for a number of things. I have too many pokers in the fire. I want to focus on one thing at a time. I can always bring it back around. I like the idea of talking about everything in one place, although, as I've mentioned before, astrology really is its own thing. And so if I was to do something where I talked about astrological forecasts or something that's more timely, it might be once a month, it might be behind a paywall. I need some way to make that really feel like it's worth it to me, and right now it doesn't. And so I'm okay with giving it a pause because, like I've said, the major, major societal shifts that are going to happen between now and January, they've kind of happened. You know, once Pluto enters Aquarius in January of 2024, we all know time is an illusion anyway, but ooh, I am all over the place with time today. Got to go eat. 2024, it goes back and forth briefly, but it really, really is an Aquarius starting when we really start to kick off like the new year. Astrologically, mid-January is really when things start to, quote, take off from a 2024 perspective. And so there's nothing really to say anymore because that was a podcast about a wake-up call for the collective. And I'd want to change that into how to work with more like astrology from a personal perspective. And I don't quite know how I want to do that because I don't believe in horoscopes. Horoscopes are absolute garbage. They're fake. They are affirmations. Astrology is precision and math. And that is a big belief system I have that is not really a belief. I mean, everything you think over and over again is a belief, but that's like a philosophy. And that's the next moon we're in. The Sagittarius new moon that we have next week. That's like your higher mind. Those are like your world beliefs. Those are like how you see the world. It's often associated with religion. And those often can be changed, and you can change your worldview, but they often don't change that much because they're often aligned with your values and just how you see the world. Whereas what I'm talking about right now is this notion of Gemini. It's the stories we tell ourselves. It's the stories we tell ourselves about things that don't matter. And it holds us back as business owners because, as you know, a belief is a thought that you just keep telling yourself. You know, we talked about neuroplasticity, and I want to talk more about brain health and the subconscious mind on this podcast because I don't think knowing your human design is enough. I think the two together are absolutely incredible, and you can be quite unstoppable if you're willing to be self-aware, you're willing to really, really understand yourself from an astrological and human design perspective. Why? Because that's how energy moves through you. That's your gifts. That's how you live out your purpose, and that's how others can influence you, all of which are just so game-changing to be a human, but definitely for being a business owner. And then obviously you bring in real-life strategies, and those are going to depend on whether or not you're a business owner or you're just someone who's looking to improve in your life. So all of that is to say that beliefs are powerful. What are the stories you're telling yourself? I told myself no one cared about what I had to say in that, and it was kind of a waste of time to put that up on YouTube, but it was one of those sacral things. And we talk, I talked a lot about in prior episodes about the difference between intuition and the sacral. And I definitely want to do a part two on that. But I want to talk more about the tactics of that. And a big, big part of the discernment between intuition slash splenic and the sacral and body wisdom for people who have a defined sacral, this is, you know, 70% of the population, is that your body is going to physically start doing something. It's almost like you start moving in a direction. So when I started putting up those podcasts on YouTube, I had a billion other things on my to-do list that were frankly more important. And that was the task that my body was like, we're doing this now. And it was not, it took some time to do because I didn't hire someone to do it. So I was like, I can just spend, you know, I can spend one day and get this all done. But there's a learning curve with understanding how to like turn an audio file into this and that. I'm not a technophile. And once you get into a groove, it was fast, but I had no purpose of putting it out there other than I wanted my YouTube channel, whatever it turns into, to represent all of me. And I say things on that podcast that are controversial. I swear, I say things in an unapologetic way that is very unfiltered. And I didn't want any part of me to be hiding that because I am a line three. And a line three is all about your journey and your trial and error. I'm a majority of three lines. I am a 5-1, but I'm a majority of three lines. And so I want my journey of success and spirit to represent the whole journey so that I look back on 5 years or 10 years or whatever, however long this journey lasts, I can see the progression and I can see the evolution. And I don't want Cosmic Alarm Clock to be this bastard stepchild that just got left behind because it wasn't, quote, appropriate or didn't have a business function or it said things that might piss people off or et cetera, et cetera. And so I decided to put that all up there. And then I got a whole new set of viewers or listeners, excuse me, listening to the audio version. And so this belief that nobody cared about what I had to say and that I was just talking to nobody was false. So those are two examples from my world that may speak to you, that may not, but I just wanted to share what was coming through me today for you guys. I'm not going to edit this podcast or add any intro or any music because I want to just get it out. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of this Scorpio moon cycle. If you're listening to it around this time, I'm recording this on December 7th, and we're in this for the next five, six days. And this is a really, really, really powerful time to shed because it is a Scorpio full moon. It is the, you know, the whole Scorpio moon cycle, which is really, really the shedding before we start to really think about, you know, 2024. But if you're listening to this in the future, know that the last week of any moon cycle is considered the, and especially the last 4 days, it's really considered a time to shed. It's associated with the snake who, you know, sheds their skin and starts anew. And so you can start anew every month. You can shed the stories, you can shed the beliefs. Easier said than done, and don't mean to be trite. We make choices that have consequences. We get into debt, we get into relationships, we take on jobs, we have personal responsibilities. Not everything can be this rah, 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 personal development, kumbaya, where you can wake up and be a new person. I know that the brain doesn't work that way, and I know that life doesn't work that way. But if there's small steps that you can take to feel different tomorrow, what is one step that you could take? It can be small. Thank you so much for listening to this organic, channeled, spontaneous episode of The Aligned Alchemist, and I will see you on the next episode.